Testing of the ISO Air Pro E and ISO Air Pro Plus remote particle counters for use in VHP applications. Abstract. Vaporized hydrogen peroxide is a strong oxidizing agent and has been proven as a sterilizing agent in enclosed filling isolators for many years. As the increase of applications using isolators increases, so does the need for robust sensors capable of withstanding these environments. ISO Air Pro remote particle sensors contain an internal flow path that is designed to be resistant to the harmful effects of VHP. Typically, particle counters subjected to VHP vapors cause a bleaching of the internal optical surfaces, resulting in an excess of scattered light from the laser source. To address this issue, the sensor's optical surface coatings was tested in both static conditions and full VHP cycling tests where the instrument is in operation. Results were analyzed at each phase and the results compared with the specifications given in ISO 21501-4, 2018. All results were found to be within tolerance. The ISO Air Pro instruments are suitable for use in a VHP isolator environment. Test purpose. Two tests were conducted. Test 1. 1-year typical operation. Tested the internal optical flow path's ability to withstand low concentrations of the oxidizing agent for long periods. Electronic components external to the flow path were not tested. An ISO Air Pro instrument was exposed to VHP during normal sampling in 260 cycles, equivalent to one sample per day, 5 days per week for 52 weeks. Each daily cycle consisted of a minimum 400 ppm of VHP for 15 minutes. The instrument was verified periodically to make sure the instrument's calibration maintained acceptable parameters throughout the testing cycle. Test 2. 1-year simulated component surface test. The internal optics and flow path, which are not the electronic components of the particle sensor, were tested to determine their ability to withstand a high concentration of VHP for short periods. All testing methods were designed to test the flow path of the ISO Air Pro instruments, not the external enclosure made of stainless steel. The focus of testing was designed to demonstrate the flow path's material of construction, including the inlet jet, optical block, collection mirror, and diode surround. The stainless steel enclosure is rated at IP65 and provides protection of the internal electronics. No damage to these components was noted during post-testing analysis. Product requirements. The ISO Air Pro instruments are designed to withstand at least 1 year of typical VHP exposure cycles during operation and maintain tolerances within ISO 21501-4, 2018, specifications. This requirement is based on a facility disinfection process carried out once per day, 5 days per week, for 260 exposure cycles over 1 year. Typical exposures for room disinfection, in addition to isolator or pass-through disinfection, range from 400 parts per million or ppm for 30 minutes to 600 ppm for 15 minutes. 1 year operation in VHP environment test. The ISO Air Pro instrument was exposed to 260 disinfection cycles at a target concentration of at least 400 ppm for at least 15 minutes. Maximum concentrations must not exceed the dew points for vapors within the test environment or the sensor. Condensation on optical components invalidates the test because this may impact light scattering due to potential residue deposition. The exposure time was recorded at concentrations greater than the minimum and maximum concentration and maximum relative humidity for each cycle. Results also include the time and date of the cycle and the operator. The particle sensor was initially calibrated to ISO 21501-4:2018 specifications prior to the start of the first test. Distribution measurements of 0.5 micrometers and 5.0 micrometers size particles were obtained with a pulse height analyzer both before and after the sensor exposure to VHP. Measurements were also taken at intervals throughout testing, as shown in Table 1. For testing, the ISO Air Pro instrument was connected to a continuous monitoring data acquisition software, i.e., FacilityNet, and monitored to ensure continued performance. The zero count filter was removed at the start of each day's testing and replaced at the end of the day. Following 10 exposure cycles, approximately once per week at 2 exposures per day, the instrument was removed from the test environment and the calibration verified. This verification included the zero count status, a potential first indicator of failure. The calibration verification results and zero count status were recorded in the testing log, which can be found in the PDF version of this paper. Test result: the ISOAIR Pro instrument successfully maintained instrument counting efficiency, sizing accuracy, and false count levels to meet ISO 21501-4 after over 1 year of simulated exposure to a VHP environment. Visual inspection: in addition to verifying system operation and calibration to ISO 21501-4, 2018, requirements, physical inspection was made of the optical mirror to ensure no damage had occurred during testing. As can be seen in the figures in the PDF version of this paper, the optical collection surface of the instrument sustained minimal discoloration from VHP exposure. The sample chamber had VHP-resistant treatment before installation or use. A traditional sample chamber with no VHP resistance treatment exposed to the same conditions shows bleaching of the sample chamber, with the color shifting from black to a purple color. See the before and after comparison in the two following figures in the PDF version of this paper. Static component test: the ISOAIR Pro instrument was also tested to demonstrate the individual internal components. Each component was separately exposed to VHP. Test result: the aluminum components used for static component testing all started with a black coating. After 1 year of VHP cycles, the surface finish of the advanced VHP treatment still retained the light-absorbing black color, while the untreated and standard aluminum samples had degraded to a near-raw aluminum finish. The advanced VHP treatment showed superior resistance to VHP cycles on the components of the optical block. Summary: the ISOAIR Pro E and ISOAIR Pro Plus aerosol particle sensors can withstand high concentrations of VHP vapor used in cleanroom maintenance. The lifespans of these products are extended by particle measuring systems' advanced VHP treatment, with the treatment tested and proven to last at least 1 year.
ISOAIR is a registered trademark of Particle Measuring Systems Incorporated 2021. Particle Measuring Systems, all rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Incorporated at +1 303 443 7100. App note 306.